The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Caring Voice, a Sunday morning program brought to you each week by Aberdeen Home Care of Danvers, where our hosts Joanne McGinnis and Scott Muir bring valuable strategies related to caring for the seniors in our lives.
Happy Sunday. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us, listeners. This is Scott Muir from Aberdeen Home Care, and this is Caring Voice, and I am in the studio this morning with the one and only, my colleague extraordinaire, Joanne McGinnis, RN, the president and founder of Aberdeen Home Care.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome,
That's such
Joanne.
A glowing introduction.
So well deserved.
I appreciate that. And happy Sunday morning and happy Caring Voice to you.
And thank you so much.
Yeah. We have so many things to talk about today.
Yes.
We do have a very special guest in studio.
Don't hesitate. Let's get this out away.
We're going to ring out everything that he knows about our topic today.
He's going to be exhausted by the time he leaves here today.
He looks tired now. Wait till we're done with him. But we do have to mention one thing right off the bat.
Yes.
Do you know what?
Please, don't keep me in suspense.
Okay,
all the listeners now
are on the edge of their seats.
They're turning up the volume.
I know.
They can't hear.
Okay,
yeah,
listeners, fasten your seatbelts.
Yes.
Last Sunday in the Boston Globe, guess what came out?
Oh, something really exciting. This is very cool.
Top places to work.
Who was in it? Anybody?
I'll tell you.
Who?
Aberdeen Home Care.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I knew that.
I knew you did. Yeah. So we are one of the top 25 places in probably I don't know if it's just
the
Massachusetts
world.
Or the world, in the universe,
yes.
To work for a small business, which is 100 employees, and that's just right about where we are. And what an honor that is.
True. And the only home care agency in the small businesses category.
Yeah.
So we are especially proud.
Very little in health and human services, and we are doubly honored. And I was actually interviewed for an article that was in that magazine section as well. And that was, a thrilling experience.
It was great. Yeah.
So we do, this is Home Care Week or Home Care Month, or I guess it's this week. So what we do at Aberdeen is we send out an Amazon gift card with a specially printed thank you note to all our staff who mostly work remotely, and they get a special thank you from us for all they do. That's one of the many ways that we recognize them through the year.
And we're not just doing that this year because we happen to have made it
to
the top 10 on the Boston Globe.
Well,
that's something you do every year.
It is.
For all of our caregivers, Joanne.
And
they work hard, and you appreciate them, and you show it.
As well as birthday gifts and
holiday gifts.
But that's why we are best places to work.
Well, and that's why we won the award.
We take care of our
clients.
It's
because of you.
And we take care of our staff. We are a team. Anyhow, we have to get that right out there to
that's
our listening
it.
Audience.
Okay.
Da-da-da. Guess what?
Da-da-da. Wait, there's more.
Our very own Nicole Geddes, LPN from Peabody, one of our nurse case managers, was selected by the Home Care Alliance Clinician of the Year.
Outstanding job, Nicole.
We had
congratulations to you.
A wonderful celebration down in Quincy yesterday, where the Home Care Alliance gave out several awards and recognized six superior caregivers and nurses, managers, and so forth. Only six people across the whole state of Massachusetts for 2019, and our very own Nicole was one of the recipients.
So well deserved.
We couldn't be more proud of you, Nicole. We thank you for your dedicated work. You are an amazing individual, nurse, colleague. You have our respect and our gratitude, and we are so proud of you, and congratulations for receiving this outstanding and very well-deserved award.
Hear, hear. And now, everybody.
It's Bob Staines.
Yes.
It's Bob Staines, the principal and founder of Bob Staines & Associates, Conflict Transformation.
Transformation.
And our topic today is giving thanks.
Really?
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 Yeah. I've got a lot going on, and, I've got mom who's in the nursing home, and I've got my teenage kids, and they're kind of falling apart some days, and some days they're doing pretty well. And I'm really not in that much of a mood to give thanks. So,
no.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, great to be back. Great to be back.
Did you think we were ever going to get
Bob's here.
I was kind of wondering, but it's okay. You well deserve the praise.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We gotta get it out there. So, Bob, here we are. That we don't generally specify a particular week or anything on our shows. And if this ever airs in July, just forgive us. But we're coming up on the holidays. Mm-hmm. And the first holiday that rolls around is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be a time of relaxation. It's not the madness of Christmas. It's not the whole, the whole shopping and consumerizing of the holiday. And we become maybe a little more introspective. Thanksgiving, when we get past the menu, and even if we let ourselves think about it for a minute, I really just don't feel that gratitude. I'm not feeling it. I feel stressed. I feel imposed upon. my life's not exactly the way I want it, yet I would love to have a moment of gratitude.
It's easy to get into that space where you're so caught up. I know when I think of Thanksgiving, I have to confess that my first thought is not relaxation. It's turkey in my oven.
Yeah.
It's the stuffing that takes me 8 hours to create. It's there's a lot of stress that's involved with that. But it's so important to be able to take a break, to take a step back, and to remind ourselves what we're grateful for. You know, when we're involved with family, when we're involved with family that has difficulties, whether it's an elder that needs care or a kid that's having a hard time or just ourselves, the temptation is to really be taken over by the negativity or the sadness or whatever. But gratitude is one of the best things that we can do, both for ourselves and for the relationships that we have in our families. There's some really incredible research that's been done on the power of gratitude, both to improve our mental health, it strengthens our positive emotions, to improve the relationships that we have with the people that we love and the people that we care for, to help us become more resilient. And I think that's one of the things that we have such a great need for, especially when we're caring for an elder, right? Mm-hmm. We need to have that capacity to bounce back because there are disappointments. Mm-hmm. There is optimism and then pessimism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to be taken over and to not be able to bounce back. And a gratitude practice enables us to do that in a more effective way.
You sort of think about it like emotional flexibility, you know, instead of rigidity. And we all know people that gravitate more toward the glass half empty or, you know, a more negative spin on things. Mm-hmm. But that ability to be flexible and to be able to experience both, as we always say, Scott, it's not either or.
It's both and, Joanne.
Let's just face it. It is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You can even hear it. You can hear it as Bob Staines so eloquently puts it.
So resiliency and flexibility. This really resonates too. You think of how stressful it is, you know, around the holidays and you've gone to the grocery store again because, you know, you forgot the items that you had to have for that stuffing that you're creating over the course of 8 hours. And so you have to go back. So you're frustrated that you're there. But then you see a situation you might be able to be helpful to somebody else. And in doing something nice for someone else, you know, helping them with their groceries in the car, taking their carriage back for them because they've just overwhelmed with kids and everything else they're dealing with, that allows you to get out of your own space and your own frustration and help someone else. And I think that can be very transforming.
Mm. Along that line, sometimes it's hard for us to ask ourselves what we're grateful for to be able to walk down that path. And a way to sort of break out of that is to find a friend or a family member and draw them out. Find out what they're grateful for. And as you do that, you become more aware. Your vision opens from the narrow place that it's been to gratitude in your life by understanding gratitude in their lives.
Mm.
And you're doing something really good for somebody, so you're feeling better about yourself.
Nice. What a great concept to go into the holidays with. Find out, you know, what someone else is thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a short break. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about people that are stuck. Maybe they're stuck in the middle between wanting to feel a certain way and not feeling that way and not resist, I mean, trying to resist, I guess, the pull of the emotion that we see on television that we just can't relate to. That we're not, this is not Norman Rockwell for us this year. We're really facing a totally different experience, but I'm craving some of that. And is there a way to live in your circumstance and still carve out a portion or find your path back to a place of gratitude?
Ooh, we're going to fill the whole segment with that.
We are.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a jam-packed second segment.
Yeah. So
all right.
Everybody come back.
Go get
come
more on coffee because we've got some heavy lifting to
do. And Bob doesn't know this now, but 8 hours to make stuffing? I'm coming to his house. My wife and I are coming over, so you're going to be a little more stressed.
I'm going to get him a box
Sherry chestnut stuffing, man.
Oh,
nothing
Nelly.
Like it.
Yeah, I'm getting him a box of Pepperidge Farm breadcrumbs. You're
listening to Caring Voice on North Shore 104.9.
I'm very excited to let our listeners know that we have some wonderful news. Aberdeen Home Care has been selected as a top places to work by the Boston Globe.
And boy, are we grateful. Not only for the Boston Globe recognizing us with this prestigious award, we're grateful for our caregivers and our nurses and our people in the field who are out there doing the work day in and day out.
Without them, without our clients, we could never have won this prestigious award.
We sure are grateful. Thanks to everybody who made that possible.
Aberdeen Home Care, ranked one of the top places to work in 2019 by the Boston Globe. Visit aberdeenathome.com. You're listening to Caring Voice, presented by Aberdeen Home Care on North Shore 104.9. Here are your hosts, Joanne and Scott.
Welcome back, listeners, to Caring Voice. We're so happy to have you with us on this Sunday morning with our special guest, Bob Staines, and, of course, my Steady Eddie colleague, Scott Muir.
Steady Eddie.
Right, he's here.
Look at me.
He's here to be a regular contributor, of course, with me. And so, Bob, here we are talking about the range of emotions at the holiday season, and we're thinking about Thanksgiving coming up, and that whole notion of giving thanks and being grateful, and that we really would like to get there, but we're not there because of circumstances or where we find ourselves. I'm just going to hit that tennis ball over to you and ask you to shed some light on this whole big ball of wax for us.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for people to realize how we're wired and how the way that we're wired can sometimes make it difficult for us to enter into gratitude. And I'll mm-hmm. say just a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. The brain is Velcro for the bad and Teflon for the good. It's just how we're wired. We hang on to the negative. It helped us survive a million years ago, and it continues to. So that's why things like negative campaigning work so well, because they stick, right?
Is that because it triggers us and it makes us fearful and anxious, and it sends out all those hormones that give us energy, and we become sort of addicted to that?
Maybe it's a protective thing? We don't want it to happen again?
I think that's the result of what is basically a hardwired phenomenon.
Okay.
And if we stick with it, yes, that can have ripple effects in our lives. And we can feel really taken over by those negative emotions and feelings, and the good stuff just kind of washes right off us, and we can't hang on to it. The other thing to I'd love to have listeners think about is it's called appreciative inquiry, that attention gives life. What we look at grows. What mm-hmm. we attend to grows. So if we continue to only look at the darkness and the sadness, it gets bigger and bigger in mm-hmm. our consciousness. But we can get out of that. There are ways that we can expand our vision, that we can see beyond the darkness. One of the great wise teachers of the world in history was Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. And my friend David Jaffe, in his book Changing the World from the Inside Out, talks about the wisdom of Rabbi Nachman, that in the midst of darkness and brokenness, one needs to seek and find a little bit of good, a little bit of light, and offers us a discipline of thinking every day about points of light in the darkness that we're in, and doing that every day for 3 weeks. And it starts to change the way the brain manages the environment that we're in, the attention that we pay to the world around us. So I don't know about you, but when I'm sort of down in the dumps, everything I see reinforces the way that I feel mm-hmm. down in the dumps.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if I don't step out of that and do something different, I'm likely to stay there. But I can step out of that. I can have a little blessing book that I carry in my back pocket to note down the things that the gifts that I experience during the day. Mm-hmm. I can have a gratitude journal that will help me to remember the good stuff.
It's moments.
What a great idea.
It's moments. And we talk about this with our caregivers and with our clients. It's a collection of moments. And when we have a caregiver that's going in to maybe someone who's faced a new diagnosis or mm-hmm. a change in status, and they were mobile and now they're not, or they're mm-hmm. on a new medication that makes them foggy or what have you, we're reminding them that a moment that our caregiver can change the experience of this person is a great moment and make a big deal out of it. And I tell caregivers when they're struggling, I mean, you know, if you're an empty vessel, it's pretty hard to be bringing light mm-hmm. to somebody else. Mm-hmm. We are in such a hurry all the time that we miss the blessings. We miss all the gifts all the time. You know, I'm having a little chai latte right now in between sentences. And the taste of that is wonderful. It's a cold, rainy day, and this is a wonderful thing to hold in my hand, and it's a wonderful experience to drink it. Savor those things. Savor mm-hmm, the moment mm-hmm. of getting in bed and feeling the covers on you, or patting your dog, or getting in the shower. These are all things that we take for granted that many people in the world do not have access to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can condition yourself, or you can break open the shell to allow that little bit of stuff to come in. Can you talk about that a little bit, Bob, about if those things just don't seem accessible to you, how might someone start a new practice? Or
mm-hmm. So I mentioned the blessings book, which I carry in my back pocket all the time. I also have a gratitude journal for more extensive writing. So every morning my practice is to meditate for about 20 minutes. And as I do that meditation, I keep my mind just open to the notion of gratitude and what has happened to me, both near and far, that I'm grateful for. And then I spent some time writing that down.
I liked your idea, too, about envisioning light, you know, points of light. When you're at a dark moment or a dark time, you know, because we all have them. You know, and we want to say, no, I'm happy all the time. It's just not the case. I know you find that hard to believe, Joanne, but that's not always the case. And so that would be something I would try to practice, actually.
And what I like, what I particularly like about that is that there's no denial of the darkness. Right. You know, according to Rabbi Nachman, you have to be in the darkness, you know, intentionally in the darkness. And then you notice, you know, what are those points of light? So you're not denying it, but you're also not allowing it to be completely black, right?
Great.
Because you're seeing what's there and you're gathering that into sort of a ball of light. And in that tradition, they also talk about how singing is gathering points of light and bringing them together to make a larger transformation of individuals and groups. So singing is another way, if you're really feeling stuck and trapped and everything, see if you can sing.
Yeah.
See if you can sing by yourself and with other people. It really starts to change the way you manage the world.
This might seem kind of silly, but to your point right now, I heard that song by Pharrell Williams, Happy, the other day, and it stuck with me. Mm-hmm. You can't hear that song and not smile. Mm-hmm. Tap your feet. Start singing it. It just sticks with you. I would recommend to anybody, if you're feeling gloomy, put that song on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's transformative.
Yeah. And I'll say one more thing. A practice that I started about 6 months ago, write thank you notes.
Great.
Most of people like my age were taught to do that, and then we sort of forgot it over the years.
My age too, Bob.
Writing thank you notes really, really makes a difference and forces you almost to sit and think about the gratitude that you have.
Let me put that into terms that some of our younger listeners, and I know you're out there, are thinking right now, can I write a thank you text? Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it's not as effective you or for the receiver.
But something's better than nothing for of these kids. Yeah.
The social worker Brené Brown has a special on PBS that I highly recommend everybody to see. And she talks about a phrase that she uses over and over again is, the story that I'm telling myself is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And invites people to step back and look at that story and say, that's the story that I'm telling myself, but is that the whole story? So we may be in a situation that is really desperate, that is really sad, but is that the whole story? Are there other aspects of life that we can be paying attention to incorporate in that sad story that we're living? And that's where gratitude comes in.
That's so pivotal, especially when we think of the work that Aberdeen does, because when we're at the end of life or in a life-limiting situation or a situation of just advanced illness, that's not the full story.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is now, but that's not how it's always been.
Yes.
And this is the nature of human beings. This is the nature of the body. They have a life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not how it's always been. There were years of youth. There were years of raising children. There were other times in life where this is not where you were, although this is where you are now.
Yes.
We're a collection.
Yes.
We're a collective.
Yeah.
So we're heading off to another break, but when we come back, we're going to dig into some real sort of heartfelt matters here, and we're going to see if there's some way we can transform some of these feelings of angst that might occur around Thanksgiving.
You're listening to Caring Voice on North Shore 104.9.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. But when we got there, the cupboard was bare. She's very forgetful, you know. Once we arrive and sit down at the hearth, we realize some things have to change. Granny here has shot a big deer and has stuffed it into the range. Her clothes, they are tattered, her hair is a mess, and nary a shower since June. There are mice everywhere, and she doesn't care. We have to get help in here soon. But who can it be that will help us if we? Granny's cranky and filthy and mean. There is only one nurse who can reverse this curse. Quick! We must call Aberdeen.
Happy holidays, everyone. This is Joanne McInnes, founder and president of Aberdeen Home Care in Danvers. Call us at 978-500-5161 or visit us online at aberdeenathome.com.
Happy Thanksgiving!
You're listening to Caring Voice, presented by Aberdeen Home Care on North Shore 104.9. Here are your hosts, Joanne and Scott.
Welcome back, listeners, to Caring Voice, and I want to remind you we are in studio with Bob Staines, and he is the principal and founder of Bob Staines & Associates, a conflict transformation wizard who is going to enlighten us about some difficult things we're struggling with right here in the studio as we discuss them, and my esteemed colleague Scott Muir from Aberdeen Home Care. So our families that we're caring for at Aberdeen, and maybe some listeners today, Bob, are finding themselves as caregivers tired, sad, facing maybe end of life, or just burdened from, you know, fatigue of caregiving, and that this is a new normal. This is not like Thanksgivings of old. This, you know, the same time of year reminds us of when we were kids and when our parents were young and healthy, and when we, you know, when things were easier, and it's not that way. And we're longing for those days, and we're grieving where we are now. And yet some part of us, we still want to find some joy somewhere, but we just don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are a number of ways to try to find that without denying the fact that it's a really difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to not deny that. But I encourage people to think, especially around the holidays, to think in advance about how you can have this meal, if it's a meal that we're talking about, under these new circumstances, and have it be a more joyous occasion than it might be if you just showed up, to really think in advance about that. And one of the things that I will sometimes have people do is to start a gratitude box or a gratitude jar for the family. And that if it's a particular person in the family, for instance, that you know may not last the year, start thinking about that 3 or 4 months in advance and start having the family write down the things that they've been grateful for through their lives for this person. And then make part of that dinner, you know, pulling little strips out of the jar and reading them and talking about them. Talking about the gratitude you have for that particular thing. The other thing is, you know, we have this sort of phrase called, you know, take a walk down memory lane.
Mm.
And I think it's also something that can be really, really healing. It's something that I personally did this year of going back through my past. I actually physically went back to Buffalo and visited places in my youth where I had particularly experienced people helping me. And in the midst of some difficult times, which I experienced, there were always the helpers. As Mr. Rogers says, look for the helpers, right? And we can do that in the moment, but we can also go back in our memory and look at that as well as we've come through our lives. The other thing is if symbol and metaphor have meaning for you, I often think of that horrible snow we had some years ago. When I was sitting in my my family room. I live on a reservoir, and I was sitting in my family room, and I literally could not see the reservoir.
Wow.
Because the snow was so high. And it didn't mean that the reservoir wasn't still there. It didn't mean that that wonderful life-giving water was somehow gone. It just meant that I couldn't see it at the time. And if I had my shovel, I could go out and shovel a path through there so that I could see that water. And I think that's a lot of what we have to do when we're stuck in these situations that seem so dark and so cold, is to realize because those walls are up now does not mean that the joy, that the, you know, the water of life, so to speak, is not out there.
Still out there.
For
yeah.
us. Mm-hmm. We just have to find a way to sort of break through that at times.
Mm. I think, too, for caregivers that are experiencing trying to pull a holiday gathering together while they're caring for a loved one is extreme self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you can do for yourself, as I mentioned before, when you take that first sip of coffee, really channel it. Be mindful. If our listeners probably have varying understanding of what mindfulness is, but if you absorb yourself into the moment of feeling the coffee, this is for me. I'm doing this for me. Maybe the rest of the day I'm going to be doing things for everyone but me. But for right now, this is for me. As it is when I wash my face or I brush my teeth, this is something I'm doing for myself. I know that sounds ridiculous and monotonous and very small, but once you start doing that and you start echoing that in your head, I am doing this for myself, you're doing self-care, and that really does help to put the fire out that might be inside. Especially if we're caring for people that used to care for us. and if the tables are turned and we're saying, I learned how to care for myself the way you cared for me, and now the way I care for you.
And that's one of the things that you refer to in the interview for the magazine, about how important it is for people to care for themselves and to get enough sleep and, you know, all that good stuff. And part of that is to be able to step out of the zone that you're in and find that space.
And that's a learned practice. You know, if you're listening to this and say, oh, that sounds great, I'm going to go home and do all this today, and you find out it didn't work, these are not, these are alterations in your thinking, in your way of being, that take some time to process and to make these habitual in your life. It can start small. Don't have, manage your expectations about what you can do. Start with something small that you can succeed at. Say, I've got to find gratitude in one thing every day, and I love my coffee, or I love my shower, or I love getting into bed, or I love riding my Peloton bike. Is that how you say it?
It's Peloton.
A, thanks.
Peloton. It's got an L in it.
That's right, Peloton. I've got two at home. That's why I know how to say it.
You've got one on each floor.
I'm on constantly.
Right.
But whatever it is, I love listening to my favorite radio show, or I play one song all the way to work because I listen to it five times because I love it. Find something. There's something that you love. There is, even if you think there isn't. And get, squeeze out every drop of enjoyment you can out of that thing and tell yourself, I'm doing this for me, by gum. And look at that. Look what I can do for myself. Nurture.
Right. And that'll help you do for others.
It will. You can't really be that much of a gift to others if your vessel is empty. If you've got nothing to give, what are you giving from? A deficit.
Resounding theme here today is doing things for others. And that's a way to be thankful for things in your life. If you show a little gratitude to other people by small things that you do, it builds into a crescendo of really feeling good. And if you've been feeling down at all as you go into the holidays, just think about doing something nice for somebody else. It might seem kind of crazy that you're feeling a little introspective and I wish things were different for me, but get yourself out of that by doing something kind, a small thing, pay it forward. Do something for somebody else. I think it can be transformative.
And likewise, there are those of us that are very comfortable giving and not that comfortable receiving. Force yourself into a zone of discomfort and receive something. If somebody brings you a pie, don't do what I have done in the past and try to find somebody who needs it more than I do and give it away again.
I'll take it.
Yeah, okay. Jay, drop the pecan pie.
Can't have enough pie.
Give it to Bob. Keep it. And say, someone gave this to me, because it's difficult for those of us that are caregivers to receive. Much easier to give. So those of you who out there, you know who you are. You know I'm talking to you.
Pie givers.
You know who I'm talking about.
Right.
Right. You just turn the radio down because it's too painful to listen to. We clearly have only scratched the surface of this issue. Here we are, you know, pretty much on Thanksgiving Eve, and we are talking about how do we find gratitude, how do we find thanks when we're not feeling it, when it doesn't seem like it really is a part of our life today. How do we access those feelings of gratitude, because that's where we want to be, even if that's not where we are. And thank you, Bob Staines, for sharing your amazing wisdom and insight into this complex topic.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm truly grateful, and I'm not just saying that. I really am grateful for spending time with you. Thanks
and
so much.
You'll be back again, because we're going to be doing another program with you that's going to be aired at the end of December. And so, listeners, if you liked Bob Staines, you keep checking out Caring Voice every single Sunday to see if this is a Sunday he might be back. Right? We're not going to tell you when.
No,
that's
not
be.
And
exactly.
If you guess right, you get a pie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you get the pie that's left over from this radio
that's
show.
Right. That Jay's going to give up.
Right.
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 Exactly.
If you feel like what Bob has been saying today would be really useful for you and your family, and you want to get a little bit more of Bob Staines than you have on this radio program, you can contact him, and here's how.
Take a look at my website, bobstaines.com, and send me an email, bobstaines@bobstaines.com.
Okay, Bob Staines.
Gosh, you make that easy.
I know, Bob Staines. Right. So, hey, Bob, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And Scott.
Joanne.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to you, Bob, and to all.
And you know what? To our listeners. We're thankful for you.
We are so thankful
for
you.
And we hope that the information we bring to you is useful and helpful and can help you in your journey of gratitude.
And we'd be thankful if you came back and joined us next Sunday.
At 7:30 a.m.
At 7:30 a.m. for Caring Voice.
Okay.
On 104.9.
You can bet on it. We'll be here.
Right.
Tune in again next week for Caring Voice, brought to you by Aberdeen Home Care in Danvers.
Caring Voice airs each and every Sunday morning at 7:30. Your hosts, Joanne MacInnis and Scott Muir, provide valuable strategies related to caring for the seniors in our lives.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.